Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And my name's Sean.
And we are talking Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yes, so we are we're actually going to do something ever so slightly different today.
Yep, no headcanon today.
No. Well, it probably will be because we don't actually know what we're talking about.
This is true. So it's still headcanon, but one of those days.
So, Sean has got himself a list of upcoming shows.
Potential
upcoming shows. And we're just going to talk about them.
Yeah, we're just going to reel them off the list and then sort of maybe pick out ones that we like the sound of. Because I also haven't seen any like concrete evidence about some of these.
Mm.
There's only some of them that obviously we all know about, like The Acolyte.
Yeah.
After, what would it be, 4 weeks ago from now, you saw the Monday episode where we didn't watch the right trailer because it was released the day after.
that was some time ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's even when this one gets released.
Yes.
That was still a long time ago compared to this.
Yeah, it was.
We release a lot of content. You lucky ducks.
Well, you don't want you to feel left out.
No. Okay, so shall I start reeling some off?
Yeah, let's go. Let's have a little chat.
Okay, so I saw a trailer about this the other day. So this one is actually happening, and it is Tales of the Empire.
Tales?
May the 4th.
Oh, that's coming out on May the 4th. Ooh. So is this... So I've not seen anything to do with anything. So Tales of the Empire. I would like to hope that is... Instead of seeing Rebels or seeing from the good guys' perspective, this is now from the dark side.
The bad boys. The bad boys for life.
Yeah.
But I think it's still created in the same style of the Clone Wars, like Tales of the Jedi was.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be animated, which is always really nice because you have a bit more freedom, especially with actors who aren't with us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to use voice actors to put them to life.
Yes.
In the animated stuff, which we see a lot of at the moment, especially when they're doing flashbacks or recalls or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it's a really nice idea and actually a good way to maybe get a view of how the structure... I'm hoping we can see how the structure in the Empire works.
Because
obviously you've got your Moffs and your Grand Moffs and your Lieutenants and all the rest of it. We were talking about this
last week, weren't we?
So it'd be really nice to see maybe somebody working his way through the ranks to get promotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we'll see a bit of... Mutton Chops boy from the Clone Wars. Can't remember his name, but he's a really cool dude. He turns in the end, and he sort of becomes a rebel because he starts to realise. But
he
starts out as a proper Empire for Life kind of guy.
Proper company man.
Yeah. It's not, because I want to say Clad Bane, but it's not because I'm thinking of Cad Bane.
You're thinking Cad Bane.
Yeah, who's also a legend. Maybe we'll see a bit more of him in this, because he works for the Empire a lot.
Well, I saw something the other day that sort of was just a meme. But I thought, I wonder if there would be more about him, specifically. Mm.
There was a little bit of him in last week's Bad Batch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this obviously, this episode gets released in a couple of weeks. But the day we record this, last week's Bad Batch had Cad Bane in it. Sorry, spoilers. But if you've on social media, you would have seen.
Yeah.
It's everywhere that he was in that. So, and I quite like Cad Bane, because he's ruthless, but he's also funny.
Yeah.
And he's got a really unique art style, voice, you know, way of doing things.
Mm.
It's almost like we said about Andor. He isn't Star Wars. He's not a Jedi. He's not Yoda-ish. He's not that sort of typical Star Wars vibe. But he still fits in the setting so well, even though he's a definite just cowboy, you know. So love that. Love the sound of that.
Yeah,
That'll be really good. Don't know how many episodes that'll be. Tales of the Jedi wasn't loads, so maybe this again will be just a few episodes, like maybe 8 or 10.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, nice TV dinner, sort of watching.
Yeah, you can quickly catch up with them and
enjoy them before they are.
Yeah, like
that. Obviously, we've got The Acolyte. That's June the 4th, apparently.
We should not talk about that
at all. Not talk about that. We did an episode
on
that.
And we've got no idea what we're talking about. So.
Yeah, so just move on quickly. now, them two are obviously solids. So now we move on to Maybe Babies. So there's something here called Star Wars Skellington Crew. I say Skellington, not Skeleton. No, okay. It is actually Skeleton. Okay. I just can't say it properly without going Skellington.
I was just thinking of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, Jack Skellington.
I just want to see Jack on a ship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got a, you know, he's got a black and white lightsaber. he probably does, to be fair. Or an orange one, because pumpkins.
Pumpkin, yeah.
He's the Pumpkin King.
He is the Pumpkin King, but he's also got a white head.
Yeah.
Because he's now just the skull of a pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that makes sense.
Or it looks like a candy cane, because he's obsessed with Christmas.
Could be, yeah. But black and white.
Black and white candy cane.
Yeah.
How would the kyber crystal know what to do with that? This is 2024 Star Wars Skeleton Crew. Not sure what it's about. No. But it looks pretty good. Yeah, potentially something to do with the Rebels, or maybe there's a ship with only a few people on.
I would think it would be a few people, and I would think it could be more like an infiltration unit.
Yeah.
Potentially, yeah. Where they have to get in somewhere. There's only a couple of them.
Yeah.
Get in behind, do what they need
maybe
to do, and get out
like
again.
Maybe like a little sidestep of Andor, or something like that. Something very similar to Andor, yeah.
You could be right.
But then I say that, but then it says here, Andor Season 2 is in the works.
That's good.
We want more of that. Andor, very much like Rogue One, is not Star Wars-y, yet, again, like I said about Cad Bane, fits so well. It takes you away from the sort of Jedi, everything's good and bad. It's just real life almost.
It's very Star Wars adjacent, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You could watch that and not be a Star Wars nerd and sort of go, this is gritty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're running around with blasters, and there might be the odd stormtrooper and weird aliens, but...
It's very humanised.
Yes.
Humanised viewing, and or it's cool. Ahsoka Season 2.
Series 2, yeah.
Yeah, that's got to come. We've got to tie up some loose ends there. Ezra Bridger, we need to know what happens with him, you know. And the little Mandalorian, forget her name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wanted to say Rey, but it's not Rey, is it? It's something else anyway. The Jon Favreau Mandalorian and Grogu movie.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
this is sort of the start of the Mandoverse movie.
Yes.
Obviously, they've made the Mandalorian now is Bo-Katana. So if they did another Mandalorian series, the Mandalorian is now actually Bo-Katan.
Yes.
But I thought he might make a series of Mando and Grogu, and every episode would be like a little mini adventure. You know, like, oh, what are we doing today? We got a bounty for this guy. You coming, kid?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You know, and maybe a couple of filler episodes is where they go and see Luke and he practices a bit of Jedi training, whatever. But they're going to make a film about that. 2026, apparently.
Well, it's something to look forward to, for sure.
Yeah, so that'll be quite good. What else does it say here? Taika Waititi. Taika Waititi. He's doing a Star Wars movie. It says here, just in development, no date. However, little bit treading the water here, because I thought Thor, Love and Thunder weren't great, and he did that. And I know what he tries to do with his films, and I love him for it. And he's a funny guy, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's going to be able to get the vibe right for a Star Wars film. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, it could be a bit of a sidestep, I suppose. But I suppose the thing to remember is everybody who works on those Star Wars stories or Star Wars adjacent stories, they've got a council of people, haven't they? Because it's all got to fit in the universe. So you can't just you can't sit there and go, right, well, you can now do that, because somebody else will go, hang on a minute, you can't do that because this happened back then, or that happened there. So everything has to be, it's still funneled, isn't it? I think most Star Wars films are now made almost by committee, which sounds really bad, but I suppose it's needed to keep the stories on track.
Yeah, it keeps the lore in place instead of backtracking and being like, well, them films there meant nothing. because I've done this now.
Because it's so huge and there's so many things that you have to try and keep on top of. That,
yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't think it'll be that bad. It'll just be maybe a different style, but the story should still be solid.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm afraid of, but not afraid. I do like his stuff, don't get me wrong. I did not like Love and Thunder. That was just an example. It was still a good film, but it wasn't the right vibe for me. That is my opinion. Anyway, there's a James Mangold Dawn of the Jedi movie. So I think that's probably going back...
A long way.
...to what's the planet where they come from? The original sort of OG Force users. Forget their name. We'll do an episode on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like aliens. They're not even humans. They come through and then they teach other races how to sort of do stuff, and they build temples and stuff. So that'll be quite good, actually.
Yeah.
And then you've obviously got Dave Filoni's Mandoverse New Republic-esque film. So it's not going to be, obviously, Mando and Grogu. It'll be Boba, Bo-Katan, sort of that side of it all. Maybe Ahsoka will be in there because he's tied them in, hasn't he? Because Ahsoka was in Mando Series 2.
Oh, yeah, she was, yeah. Yeah, she was with Luke, wasn't she?
With Luke, yeah. So hopefully that'll tie that all in. Maybe see Ezra and Mando. Maybe you'll see the rebuild of Mandalore, maybe. Who knows? That's a good idea.
yeah, like the sound of it.
What have we got here? Charmaine Obaid Chinoy.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, Obaid Chinoy. New Jedi movie. Apparently that says in development, no date again. But New Jedi Order is pretty good because that'll be Rey, wouldn't it?
I suppose if it follows, if it's more sequel, then yes, it would be Rey taking the lead, I suppose, or likely.
Trying to rebuild it with, obviously, Luke's old stuff. Or maybe she's going to some temples. Like we spoke about before, she's done some travelling now. She's kind of done enough training and she's like, okay, the Force is never going away. We're going to try and find younglings. Not obviously rip them away from their mothers. Maybe ask if they want to come and learn. Instead of just being like, we need to take him away now.
Well, it's 2024 after all.
Yeah.
If Bruce could have a choice.
And that's it. Star Wars Rogue Squadron movie. Nothing known about that.
I'm keen though.
Yeah.
It said Rogue. I was like,
anything with Rogue in it, we're in.
And a squadron. Yeah. This sounds like... Do you know what it sounds like? If we're to speculate, X-Wing pilots.
Yeah.
That do their own thing.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course. That might even be Mando-versy type rebels, you know, like we saw in the canteen and stuff.
Yeah, I like the idea of that.
Zeb from Rebels, because we saw him in live action, and he wasn't with Ezra or anything like that, but he was actually a part of Rebels, so maybe they can bring him in and maybe he does some stuff. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
see live action stuff like that. Mando season 4, Book of Boba Fett season 2, that's kind of put on here as one sort of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll do what they did before.
Where a crossover.
Book of Boba Series 2, but Mando and Grogu's going to sort of show up and actually have half a series.
Take over the series.
Take over, yeah. Which is fine.
I think it was, for me, the redeeming feature of the Book of Boba was when Mando turns up and you go, yeah, this is a character we know.
Yeah.
And even though we kind of know Boba anyway...
He was better masked.
Yeah.
This is the thing. You unmask somebody who's all mysterious and sort of quite good at their job and all of this.
And they lose all that mystique, don't they?
Yeah. And same as the Sand People, because you didn't know much about them.
No.
You just knew them as vicious sort of people. You could see they were nomads. You didn't need a series to explain sort of how down to earth they are. And they're actually nice people. You know, you didn't need that.
Still don't think they're nice people. They just do what they do, don't they?
Yeah, they just live. They're nomads. It's easy, you know. Next then, Lando movie. It says status unknown here, so it might get cancelled. Because obviously at the end of...
Solo,
yeah, they had that.
I imagine it would be set at the end of Solo rather than obviously when we see him on...
At the end of episode 9. Which is fine. That might actually be quite good because then that could tie in the Dark Syndicate with Amelia Hart, is it? From Game of Thrones, is that her name? Forget her character name.
Yeah, Amelia Clark.
Amelia Clark, that's it, not Amelia Hart. And obviously you see Maul at the end on the hologram thing.
Oh, that's it, yes.
That could actually tie in all of that, which then would lead into a section of the Clone Wars animated series where we actually see the resolve of all of that.
Mm.
But this film could be a sort of build-up to it, which will be really good, actually.
Nice for people who like the live-action stuff.
Yeah, but haven't seen the animated.
To sort of get into that.
Yeah, that have part, that involvement of that side of what was going on.
Sometimes I think it's quite good that you've got the animated part, you've got the Clone Wars animated series for people who want to know everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But just having the live action stuff to give people a bigger, broader overview of the sort of events which are happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all great all round, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't explain it all, it gives you the opportunity to then go, oh, maybe I'll YouTube what happens in this bit. And then it'll be, then, you know, they might just say, watch series 5 to 6 of Clone Wars. You don't have to watch it all if you want to find out about this. Yeah. So I'm really excited about that, actually. If it does involve that kind of side of it, that'd be really good.
I'd like to see more from that Solo film, sort of how that progresses. Because for me, I didn't think the film Solo was that amazing. It was good. It was good enough. I enjoyed it, but I don't think it was amazing. But I think it's perhaps because it left too many loose ends.
Yeah.
And with no sign of them being resolved.
No, no. Because it left it to your imagination that when we meet him then in episode 4, he's just done loads of cool stuff with Chewie.
Yeah.
You know, but it opened up a lot of things that needed to be closed. Oh, TV series presumed cancelled, Rangers of the New Republic. So I don't really know much about that. No. I was thinking like a nice little squad of dudes, maybe sort of Bad Batch styly. Another one presumed cancelled. These last few are actually all presumed cancelled, so I'll just reel these off. J.D. Dillard and Matt Owens movie, unnamed, presumed cancels. Ryan Johnson's Star Wars trilogy, presumed cancelled.
Oh, that's because when he directed one of the last... sequels.
Was it episode 8?
Yeah, I think he did the middle one, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, so they've said
no thank you.
No thank you to that. A film by Kevin Feige? Cancelled again. Now this one enticed me a little bit and then it was cancelled. So you've got David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Now they helped write the Game of Thrones series.
Oh, okay.
So they were the two main dudes who brought it from the ground up. And I think they had some sort of minor control on every episode. Obviously, the first couple of series were heavily involved, and as it went on, they just sort of helped out, and it went off to other directors and stuff. But that would have been good, because them two working together, obviously, if you've ever seen Game of Thrones, you would know that the work is good.
Hmm.
Doesn't matter what episode it is, even if you thought it was bad, a filler, whatever, there was still something in there that was written really well. And that first series of Game of Thrones is just...
That's great, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, and when you read the book, you go, oh, the TV show did this so well.
Yeah,
they made an adaptation so well.
Yeah.
So if they had done a Star Wars film, I would have been all up for that.
Mm.
Sadly, that's been cancelled though as well. Maybe that come out in the Game of Thrones time. Maybe they were talking about it.
Yeah.
Because they were so... sort of high on Game of Thrones, but then obviously where Game of Thrones sort of dipped towards the end of the series, they went, oh, but there's no need because we've got Daisy Ridley in episode 7, 8, 9 coming out and blah, 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 and then it's all gone.
I suppose one way to look at it, not to give people false hope, is that these stories that have been cancelled still exist.
Oh yeah, they've been written down somewhere, yeah.
The scripts are there, you know, the screenplays are done or in development or were in development.
Yeah.
There must be something worthwhile in there, otherwise it wouldn't even...
Oh, they wouldn't have even been, you know, thought about or shook hands on, yeah.
So perhaps they're just cancelled because it's not the right time, or maybe it's just, you know, in the same way that we don't release an episode about Luke Skywalker every week.
Yeah.
Because it's not what, you know, there's more stuff going on.
There's more to it, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So perhaps it's the same thing. So you never know. There might be a chance that they'll get their
maybe,
shot.
Maybe in time, yeah. I'll be looking forward to that.
Mm.
You know, thinking of Game of Thrones, I know they've done other stuff, but it's just because I'm watching that at the moment again.
Yeah,
rewatching it at the moment, they're in my mind. If they did some sort of Andor-esque series where it was a little bit cloak and dagger and a little bit more talky talk, I think that would be quite a good Star Wars thing. Because they could do a proper good Senate backstabby sort of, it's got aliens in it, but it's still very human, way of working. And I reckon they could write that really well.
Mm.
Maybe let you see another side of, obviously, because we know the Senate more from the Jedi's point of view.
Yeah, but that's the only way we've really got into it, isn't it?
Yeah. So maybe having another side of it to see, and if they wrote that, it would be quite good. But there we go. We can see what happens, maybe. But I'm excited for most of them. I'm enticed.
Yeah. I always like seeing what's coming out, what's new, because, seeing a different spin on story, on a story that we've grown up with, seeing something new, some new background, some new spin, is always interesting.
Yeah. And it opens up lore to, when the films were first made, it's like we've said before, everything now has to make sure that episode 4 is still canon.
Yeah.
So everything that's done has to relate somehow to the stories that we've already got. But it's nice to see stuff that potentially breaks away or has a different point of view.
Mm.
So we can go, oh yeah, but that's why then. Or, what a good idea that was. Shame it didn't work. But this shows why it didn't work. And then you go, that makes sense then for episode whatever, following that main thing. But exciting times.
Very. Mm. Right. Well, thank you for the little roundup there.
No. Thank you, sir, for letting me ramble on.
Right. Well, seems like a good place to wrap up. Look after yourself.
Be good.
And stay out of the sand.
The sand.